Just a few years ago, it was Democrats who controlled the United States Senate. The chamber was tied in 2001 until a single Republican decided to leave his party and become an independent. James Jeffords changed the balance of power, and he remains a polarizing figure in his party, although he remains a hero as well to Democrats. Now, the Vermont senator says he'll retire instead of running for re-election next year. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Jeffords, who is 70, cited his and his wife's health as he announced yesterday he would not seek a fourth term in the Senate.
I have had an enormously satisfying career, one that I could not have traded for any other.
Jeffords has been suffering from back and neck problems. There have also been questions about his mental health. He's appeared confused at times. Yesterday, he acknowledged that his memory occasionally fails him, though he joked his wife has been saying that for 50 years. Jeffords has had a long political career, most of it as a Republican. He was a state senator and attorney general before being elected to the U.S. House in 1974. He served seven terms in the House, winning his Senate seat in 1988. Jeffords was a liberal who was concerned about the environment and education. He struggled with the conservative leadership in his party. In May 2001, upset that Republican leaders wouldn't increase funding for special education, he announced his decision to leave the GOP.
In order to best represent my state of Vermont, my own conscience and principles I have stood for my whole life, I will leave the Republican Party and become an independent.
His own wife and son were against Jeffords' decision. At the time, the Senate was evenly divided, 50-50 among Democrats and Republicans, with the GOP in control because of Vice President Cheney's tie-breaking vote. Jeffords' decision to align with the Democrats meant that overnight, powerful GOP committee chairmen had to give up their gavels, GOP staffers lost their jobs, and Democrats seized control of the Senate agenda. Political analyst Charlie Cook says the impact of Jeffords' move was earth-shaking.
I don't think I've ever felt something quite like that, so unexpected to see control right in the middle of a term. It really was pretty amazing. And the thing is, we're still sort of seeing the end result of that. I'm sure there are Republicans in the Senate that still aren't speaking to him to this day. And I don't think Jeffords had any reelection problems whatsoever for 2006. You know, it can't be fun working in a place where as many as a third to almost half of the people hate you. That can't be fun.
In fact, Mississippi Republican Trent Lott asked yesterday whether there were any lingering resentments among Republicans towards Jeffords, started talking about the weather. Not surprisingly, Democrats had warmer things to say about the man who put them in control of the Senate until the 2002 elections. Patrick Leahy, Jeffords' Democratic colleague from Vermont, spoke on the Senate floor.
And when the time comes for him to carve his initials in his desk on this floor and retire from the Senate, Jim Jeffords will leave with a legacy of principled public service of which he and Vermonters can be proud.
There are a number of possible successors to Jeffords. Bernie Sanders, Vermont's lone congressman, who, like Jeffords, is an independent and who caucuses with Democrats, has previously indicated his interest. Former Governor Howard Dean, though, says he intends to remain at his new post, chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Another potential candidate is the current governor, Republican James Douglas. While President Bush lost Vermont by 20 percentage points in the last election, moderate Republicans can win in the state. Just ask Jim Jeffords. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.